Good afternoon. Welcome to Cross Currents. I'm Carolyn Heldman. On today's show, Jenna Moe, she's the executive director of the Art Base, along with Issa Caddo Shaw, whose latest show, Taking Inventory, opens Friday at the Art Base in Basalt. And later, Kent Reed, the executive director and artistic director of the Hudson Reed Ensemble, about the holiday program, It's a Wonderful Life, which is being performed this weekend and will also be turned into a radio show for Aspen Public Radio. But first, Jenna Moe of the Art Base. I asked Jenna to tell us about the organization.
We foster creative expression in the visual arts for all ages and abilities. So through our education programs, exhibitions, and events, we support and stimulate the vitality of our community. And we are the same entity as the Wiley Art Center, just a new name. We added to our mission a little bit to the part about community vitality is new to the mission, but I think it's always been important to the organization. And when we originally moved to Basalt from Woody Creek, we had had discussions with Charles Wiley about having a broader name, just kind of an umbrella name that all of our programs fit under. And in Deb Jones's original vision, strategic vision that she wrote when she retired, we were set to change our name in 2015, which is when I was hired. So the board said, now seems like a really good time to do this. Can you help us? And we had a lot of names that flew around out there, but the Art Base was the unanimous decision. It was important that it was short and easily understood by someone who might not speak English as their first language, that it was obvious we were an art center that referenced location without naming place. We didn't want to limit ourselves to just Basalt. Although we love Basalt, we're in the Mid-Valley, so we're uniquely positioned to reach our arms up and down the valley and be inclusive. And Base, B-A-S, kind of like Basalt, A-S-E, like Aspen Airport. There's a lot in it that maybe people don't pick up on, but it just seemed like a solid foundation, a base of operations for the arts.
How did they find you, Jenna?
Through Ron Schiller and the Aspen Leadership Group. I moved to the Valley in 2008 to work for the Aspen Art Museum, and I actually taught collaboration courses at the Wiley Art Center. And so I had taken journaling with images from Deb and had become familiar with the organization when I first moved to the Valley. I then left the museum and was working in arts administration for the city of Aspen at the Wheeler, and saw the job come up and thought, this might be a really good opportunity for me to use my skills and affect change and work with art and artists in the Valley and make a difference. And through Ron, I applied for the position and got it. So,
and then moving from Woody Creek into the new facility, it's what, double, triple, quadruple the size?
Oh my gosh, I don't know the answer to that question. I never visited the old facility in Woody Creek. That was years ago. We're 20 years old, and we moved to Basalt about 10 years ago.
Okay.
The original Wiley Art Center was a building at the community school, part of the community school.
Aha.
Yep, that Charles Wiley gifted the money to the community school to build. And then Deb moved the Art Center to Basalt, and we became our own 501c3, some years later. I think the first building in Basalt was quite small. I actually visited that space in Gold Rivers Court. It was tiny.
Where was that?
Gold Rivers Court. The building that SkiCo is in now, kind of like on the river as you drive in, a kitty corner to the library.
Okay.
And then the current space is the old library building. And that was negotiated, oh gosh, I think about 8 years ago. And we received that very generously rent-free from the town of Basalt.
In perpetuity?
It's reviewed every couple years, not in perpetuity, but with no need to like renegotiate unless there's some outside circumstance that comes up.
And you have two art shows a month?
Yeah, we have two gallery spaces, the Charles J. Wiley Gallery, which is named in perpetuity after Charles and his family, and then the Annex Gallery. And every month on the second Friday, we open two new shows. So this year, 2016, right, we did 24 shows.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. And next year, things are a little bit in flux right now with our Annex Gallery, but we're looking at either going 12 shows a year, month long, at just our Charles J. Wiley, or 12 shows a year, 2 month long, at the Annex and the Wiley, so that every second Friday we'll alternate openings.
This is Cross Currents on Aspen Public Radio. My guests are Jenna Moe, the Executive Director of the Art Base in Basalt, and artist Issa Caddo Shaw, whose show, Taking Inventory, opens this Friday at the Art Base. Later, Kent Reed of the Hudson Reed Ensemble with a preview of It's a Wonderful Life, the radio show performing this weekend around the Valley, and that will be turned into a radio show for Aspen Public Radio. In addition to the shows, tell me about the classes and the workshops.
Yes, so we have three Big E's: exhibitions, education, and events. So exhibitions are Colorado-based artists, student, emerging, and established. Education programs are for students and adults, so fine arts classes in the evenings, on the weekends, week-long, after school, summer camps, winter camps. But our main focus is education outreach programs, so art for the at-risk and underserved, finding ways to build community and bridge socioeconomic or language divides and build self-confidence and make arts accessible. So we do a lot with teen parents and adults and youth, addiction recovery, mentally disabled, you name it. Lots of partner programs.
Who teaches all of those, and are they volunteer positions to teach?
We would absolutely love volunteers to teach. Mm. We pay our teachers, in addition to using a few volunteers, but primarily local artists and educators teach. Sometimes we bring someone in from the outside, but mostly we try to provide opportunities for local artists living here to speak or teach or exhibit.
Coming up this Friday is a big opening.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, Issa Caddo is opening at the Annex Gallery. It's called Taking Inventory, and she is a beautiful watercolor painter, and they are, I would describe them as macro views of plants and flowers, a little bit of water. Loose. They're loose in their style, like really organically flowing colors and forms, not hyper-realistic, but very, I think, filled with a lot of emotion in the color. Yeah, they're outstanding.
Tell me about the title, Issa. Why is Taking Inventory?
Well, I dedicated this show to my late sister, and one of the things that I realized as I was painting that, you know, everything when you're an artist is built one thing upon the other in your life, every experience. And it always comes forward in the next show. So I have mostly new work in the show and some old work, but I think I'm constantly taking inventory. And this was a show to honor her, and I'm also including some text on the walls of one of her poems and a couple of other poems that have inspired me, and some prose that is part of my constant quest and inquiry.
How often are you in the studio? You say there's some new work there and then there's some old. How long does it take to complete one? And do you start one and then begin another and come back to that? Tell me about your process.
Well, the best response to that is a friend of mine who said whenever he's asked that question, it takes a lifetime because mm-hmm. you're always building a painting in your head, not just on paper or on canvas. But I started this show in the summer, and I have to treat it like I'm in the studio like a job, a 9-to-5 job, and I work it around my kids. Naturally, and I work at night, too. I'm not one of those painters who can throw down something and it's perfect. I make a lot of mistakes, so it takes a while to come up with something. And I'm a perfectionist, which is really silly when you're a watercolor painter to be a perfectionist. I think there's a lot of irony there. But anyway, so it took me a few months. And, you know, life gets in the way, so you have to be dedicated and not let anything sabotage that time as an artist. I mean, people think that it's very easy just to slap something down and move on, but it isn't because, you know, I do make mistakes.
So this summer, you referred to this summer, you knew that this is what you were doing?
Right.
Getting ready for this show?
Right.
How did that inform what you created?
Well, I'm a passionate gardener, and my husband gave me a macro lens, and I was crawling around the garden looking at all my plants.
What is that, a macro lens?
Oh, it's a close-up lens. It's like a magnifying lens. I mean, remember when you first looked at the slice of pond water, you know, when you were 11 years old or so? And I was just amazed by all the little amoebas. And it's that kind of thing. And I put that lens on my camera and took pictures, and I worked from that, from those images into the show. And I was fascinated at the levels of abstraction and things that I'd never noticed. And I was crawling around the garden like a madwoman, endlessly made fun of by my family. But
fascinating the dogs too, I'm sure.
Yes, the dogs are always there with me. But that informed a great deal of this new exploration. I'm very interested in botany. And I really wanted to come at garden imagery in a very different way instead of the sort of traditional you know, flowers, which I love as well. I love looking at those, but I wanted to scratch the surface.
How do you know when a painting is done?
Sometimes I just have to make myself stop because I'm obsessive. Sometimes I don't know if it's done, to be honest, and I just have to say enough. But other times it's that click of, aha, it's the eureka moment, okay, we're done. And then I put the paintbrush down and move on. And this is not just watercolor, this is also mixed media, I should add.
This is Cross Currents on Aspen Public Radio. My guests are Jenna Moe, the executive director of the Art Basin Basalt, and artist Issa Kato Shaw, whose show, Taking Inventory, opens this Friday at the Art Base. Later, Kent Reed of the Hudson Reed Ensemble with a preview of It's a Wonderful Life, the radio show performing this weekend around the Valley, and that will be turned into a radio show for Aspen Public Radio.
I asked Issa something that I've kind of noticed in her work, and I haven't been following Issa's work long enough to see it repeat, so I'm interested to keep watching. But because you spend so much time in the garden, Issa, as the seasons change, do your colors change? And we've noticed a couple recently that have been particularly fall-like, just in terms of what, like, one of them was kind of pumpkin-themed. And I don't want to say that in a kitschy way because it wasn't a jack-o'-lantern or anything like that, but just the colors and... you know, the earth changes colors, and she's spending so much time outside that I can't help but think that somehow that works its way into your palette choice.
Absolutely, because I was working from real life, but with this a very different lens. And so this pumpkin blossom, which is what I painted, was a very different aesthetic. And the show is a different aesthetic from what I usually do. So that's a good point.
Is the scale different for you? I've seen several different sizes of your work. But is this any different than usual? Or is it consistent with, you know, a variety of sizes?
I tend to paint large. But I painted some little ones that are more intimate and also more affordable. I had to keep that in mind as well because, you know, big paintings they cost more. And I really want, if someone wants some of my work, I want them to have access to it.
Did you continue working on the show in on November 9th and beyond? Or were you mostly done by then? I'm just
there was one was little anything. There was one little piece that is a nod to November 9th, and that's a mixed media, and it stands apart from the rest of the show. So that's all I will say. You'll just have to come and see. But I don't think I posted on Instagram. But yeah, that was one little tiny political statement.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of visiting Issa's studio with our exhibitions manager to see some of the work and talk through contract details, and it was November 10th. And I just was so thankful for Issa's, I should say, like, optimism or concentration on the arts, because without getting too political, I think that, you know, people have mixed feelings on that day. And for us to be able to know that the arts are even more important in terms of how we can bring people together and celebrate creativity and, you know, have a voice, even though if it's not auditory, but something we can share with the world in a statement, it was a really special day. So to be able to focus on how the arts can change the world.
Your commentary in the show, you mentioned at the outset that you were influenced by your sister, and then, you know, the macro lens and the digging in the earth and looking at flowers and such. What's next? How are you inspired? What happens to your process? Does it have to be? Let me see if I can figure out a different way to ask this question. Will you go in the studio if you had time? Would you go in on Monday, say after the show, and start creating things? Or does the fact that there's this show, do you have to have some sort of kick start?
I need a little breathing time, and it is Christmas, so the Broadway production of Christmas is on. So I technically have to focus on that. But I like to write a good deal, so I'm going to spend some of those months, the winter months, focused on my writing. And I really would love to be able to fuse the two together in a more formal fashion. I haven't figured that out yet. So that's the next step. I will not be stepping back into the studio for the rest of the month. I have to have my Christmas freak out. A friend of mine said the best way to handle Christmas is just to surrender.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great line. But and I need to add that I'm so honored that I'm showing at the Art Base, because I really believe in everything that they do. And the arts are under siege, and we should not be cavalier about that. And the arts have meaning that can't be quantified, and they're for everyone. So despite how many may feel, it's really easy just to pick up a pencil and make a sketch and feel better about the day, I think.
Speaking to that, do you encourage the students to attend these openings when possible?
Absolutely. We have a really strong connection program with it's not the Basalt School District because it's a larger school district, but specifically the Basalt Schools and the greater Roaring Fork School District. The Basalt Schools can all walk to the galleries, so we try as often as possible, sometimes every show, sometimes specific shows that kind of mesh with what they're learning about, to have them walk over. And we do gallery tours that focus on visual literacy and visual thinking strategies. So we'll have students come through for Issa's show. And then the classes, the kids' workshops and adults' workshops, as long as it fits with the exhibition schedule and we have something on view, we almost always try to work in a little gallery visit before they begin their art making. I'm really excited that Aspen Music Festival and School is doing their staff holiday party, or I should say they're doing like a holiday lunch, but before they're coming to the Art Base for a individualized watercolor class, and we're touring Issa's exhibition before they do their art making. So we try to work it in with, you know, corporate functions, school functions, students, you name it, because it's like part of the whole experience, right? Especially at the Charles J. Wiley Gallery, the classroom is in the gallery, so you can't help but look at the work.
Is the show completely hung? It's done? Is your work there done?
No. Tomorrow is the shuttle of the work down, and then it's a whole process. It's not, you have to get the work photographed, and you have to get it framed, and cataloged, and then physically down there, and it's being hung tomorrow. But I will be there for the install, and then we have to get the quotes up on the walls, you know, with those little vinyl lettering things. So that's going to be a thing, and I haven't done it before, so I will be there all day. We can go out, and Jenna and I will have a glass of wine together after that.
Absolutely.
This is Cross Currents on Aspen Public Radio. My guests are Jenna Moe, the Executive Director of the Art Base in Basalt, and artist Issa Caddo Shaw, whose show, Taking Inventory, opens this Friday at the Art Base. Later, Kent Reed of the Hudson Reed Ensemble with a preview of It's a Wonderful Life, the radio show performing this weekend around the Valley, and that will be turned into a radio show for Aspen Public Radio.
On your website for the Art Base, you have a video, and you say, I think, Jenna, you say, the art at the Art Base reflects the community, right?
Sure. Like, art is a portrait of the community, I think.
Why this show now?
Oh, gosh. There's a lot of different ways to answer that. I think, in terms of why this show now, we have an exhibitions committee, and they review proposals sent in by artists as well as reach out to artists with the help of myself and Jocelyn, our exhibitions manager. And Issa has been someone we've wanted to show for a long time, and this month worked best for her, and it was open also at our Annex Gallery, which we thought would really complement her work. And so that's why this show now. Issa's work is profound, and she's a member of the community. She lives in the Valley, and I think one of the important parts of our exhibition program is that we offer solo shows for artists. So we do a student show, a group show, our gala, and a collaboration with another nonprofit, and then the rest of the shows are individual shows for artists. Now was a really good time, and hopefully there'll be some good traffic on the streets of Basalt, and not only will the crowds come in who know Issa and know the Art Base, but hopefully some people who are new to the community as well or visiting will stop in and check it out. The Annex is open through the holidays.
And at the opening on Friday, the works will be for sale. And I imagine a portion of them are for your benefit?
Yeah, 70% goes to the artist, 30% back to the Art Base. It's lower than a normal gallery cut because we are a nonprofit and it's really about supporting the artist. And I will add a little anecdote in there that the Annex Gallery building is for sale, and we have very generously received that space free of rent via the town of Basalt the last couple of years as a vitality stimulator downtown. And they are kind of running on austerity budget this year and are not able to pay the Annex rent. So we are kind of looking at our options for how we continue that space. And the end date of Issa's show is kind of contingent on whether or not we continue the Annex Gallery, which we'll know in a week or so. And so I encourage everyone to come see the show this December, and then hopefully there'll be time in January as well.
Is there discussion about you all buying the space?
Not buying the building, no. We're trying to gain excitement and build our base of support, get people energized about a potential new building or rebuild of our site in Lions Park. In the meantime, as we work with the town of Basalt and figure that out, do we go smaller or do we keep the Annex? And there's a lot of pieces in the air. So visit the show in December or the first week of January. Then hopefully there's more time later in January as well.
The opening is Friday. Tell us the details about that.
Yeah, Friday, December 9th from 5 to 7 p.m. It's the Art Walk Basalt Second Fridays, so all the galleries stay open until 7. There's 7 participating galleries. It's also the Basalt Tree Lighting and free family ornament making at the Art Base main campus, so it's a good night to be in Basalt. And thanks to Woody Creek Distillery, we'll have some cocktails on hand at the reception. And the show hangs through the first week of January, potentially continued through the rest of January, pending our Annex decision. And you may learn more at theartbase.org. Also, make sure to follow Issa on Instagram. It's Issa Caddo Studio. And you can get a preview of all of the artworks and at her website, issacaddo.com.
Right. Everything's up there right now. Are you doing, can you bid or purchase ahead of time?
Absolutely. We just sold a painting ahead of time. From what I post on Instagram, I'm sort of a timid pilgrim to this whole social media business, but I get it. And so Jenna is navigating me through all this. But yes, you can buy in advance and get in touch with Jenna if something appeals.
This is the first time we've pre-sold a work, so we're very excited. And thanks to Issa for her great Instagram and social media presence. And they're going fast, so check them out now before they're all gone.
Jenna Moe is the executive director of the Art Base in Basalt, Isicato Artist, and there's an opening on Friday night. Thank you so much, and happy holidays.
Thank you, and happy holidays to all of you. A blessing on your head.
Thank you.
And yours.
I'll take it.
Thank you to all of you as well.
This is Cross Currents on Aspen Public Radio. Up next, Kent Reed of the Hudson Reed Ensemble with a preview of It's a Wonderful Life.
To my big brother, George, the richest man in town.
I saw the community church in such a wonderful space. It's sort of like the Grand Old Opry, which is a converted church, by the way. And so I wanted to do something in there. Our first time around, I think it was 2013, we did Christmas readings, short stories, Truman Capote, and O. Henry, stories about Christmas. The next time, the next year we went in there, I believe it's 2014, I wanted to do something different, and I was just trolling on the internet. I saw that there were available radio scripts for It's a Wonderful Life, which is based on the 1940s movie with Jimmy Stewart, and a very, very popular movie over the years with with Christmas time and the holidays and all that. So I got a hold of this radio script, and it was replete with sound effects and little jingle music and all this little 40s stuff that was just very endearing. And it turns out that there are several radio scripts, and that is because RKO or whoever first released this movie, can you believe it, forgot to copyright the script, and so it is in the public domain, and so it's almost, a lot of it's almost verbatim right from the movie, because the big boys dropped the ball. We are performing in the community church in Aspen Friday and Saturday, December 9th and 10th, and then we're going down, which we did last year also, and I believe the year before that, down to the Basalt Library on Sunday, December 11th, during a performance there at 5:30. Trying to alternate it between the short stories we did initially, between A Christmas Carol, which we did last year, and It's a Wonderful Life. So This Wonderful Life has slightly, probably half of the folks that are reading it this year didn't read it in its initial introduction here. So that's an interesting part. And we have new singers this year. Previous year, we had a trio. There's a cast of, I think we have 10 people, and they play something like 25 characters. So it's a lot of fun. It's free. It's great. Shakespeare in the Park, we do is free to the community to give everybody a chance to get into some Shakespeare. And this Christmas, annual Christmas radio show we do is free also. Great thing about this that we've partnered with KJX in the past. They aired The Christmas Carol. And so this year we're doing the same thing again, only this time we'll be airing It's a Wonderful Life and as a holiday special with KJX. Happy holidays, everybody.
This is Cross Currents on Aspen Public Radio. If you missed the show or would like to hear it again, go to our website, aspenpublicradio.org. Have a great afternoon.